AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Denmark has been rocked by two shootings within hours in the capital city, and people are being told to stay indoors. Police don't know if the incidents are linked. At the first, a gunman opened fire on a cultural center, killing one man and wounding three police officers in what authorities call a terror attack against a free speech event featuring an artist who had caricatured the Prophet Muhammad. AP correspondent Jan Olsen reports.
They say that there was only one shooter. They released a photo of a man who could be our suspect, but no one has been arrested.
Then another shooting near a synagogue happened after midnight Sunday. One person was shot in the head. Two police officers were shot. The gunman fled on foot. Canadian police say they foiled a plot by three suspects who were planning to go to a mall in Halifax, Nova Scotia, and kill as many people as they could before killing themselves on Valentine's Day. They say one suspect fatally shot himself, and an American suspect confessed to the plot when she was arrested at the Halifax airport. Geneva, Illinois Police Commander Eric Passarelli says officers were asked to check the woman's Illinois home.
At the request of the Halifax Regional Police Department in Canada, officers of the Geneva Police Department executed a search warrant on the residence of the 23-year-old suspect currently in the custody of Canadian authorities. Multiple items were taken from the residence.
Police say the plot was not related to terrorism. The woman and the other suspect are charged with conspiracy to commit murder. UN Security Council members are considering the first resolution on Yemen since a rebel takeover spun the Arab world's poorest country into the danger of collapse. A draft resolution demands that Shiite Houthi rebels withdraw from government institutions. This is AP Radio News. The original lyrics from the pop classic American Pie are coming up for sale at auction in New York this spring.
Bye, bye, Miss American Pie.
It was the number one song in the country for 4 weeks in 1972. At more than 8 minutes, the longest ever to make it to number one. Its references to pop music and history, both straightforward and cryptic, have been discussed ever since, partly because Don McLean, the singer-songwriter, refused to do so. Now McLean is selling 16 pages of original manuscript and typed drafts of the song. Christie's figures the pages will fetch $1 to $1.5 million at auction April 7th. Warren Levinson, New York.
A private memorial for veteran CBS News reporter Bob Simon is planned for Tuesday in New York's Metropolitan Opera House. The 73-year-old Simon was killed in a car accident in the city Wednesday. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.